I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. Charlie, I'm going to throw it to you first.
Guys, I'm going with the AP Top 25 that just released today, the first preseason poll. I'm going to go by conference. So, you know, Fox had a cool graphic kind of taking the 25 teams that are listed and then, you know, 10 SEC teams leads the way, 6 Big Ten teams, 4 Big 12 teams, 3 ACC teams, 1 Mountain West team with Boise State sneaking in there at the back end, and then Notre Dame is the independent squad. So the SEC very well represented in the preseason top 25 poll, 10 teams, and it was 9 for the coaches poll, so an extra team got added in. It's Tennessee who's at 24, guys. And one other thing from the top 25 that I wanted to mention is that week 0, you know, we're looking forward to Nichols and Incarnate Word, but there is actually a top 25 matchup. I think it's in Ireland, if I'm not mistaken, and it's a matchup between Kansas State and Iowa State, which via the AP top 25 poll is 17 versus 22, guys.
Ooh, Iowa State is a really good football team. I know Tim Brando and I, we talked about Iowa State, and Tim's got them as a, I think, either 8th or 9th. In his early look at the top 10.
Well, you know, it was another team, the Fighting Illini, and all those starters they got coming back.
They got a ton of them.
I want to say they're like 12th, somewhere
around
there.
They're number 12 in the AP.
12 in the AP.
Yeah, so, you know, could they be this year's version of Indiana last year to make that top, the final 12? You know,
and their quarterback grew up in Mississippi.
Whoa.
And he's had a transfer.
In Champaign, Illinois.
Yeah, and then he went to Illinois and bought. What a great job Rick Bellamy's done there for Illinois in recruiting that area. Bob, they got
a lot of people
there,
right?
And they got talent there. They just have not been able to find the right coach. I remember back in the night, Mike White. Remember,
yeah,
Mike was at California. He was with the Raiders. And
he
then
knew
he was
about the forward pass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike knew a lot about that, and Mike knew about NIL long before it was legal.
Well, yeah, Jeff George was there.
I mean, yeah,
because
he sure was.
And stuff. But, Mike, looking at it, Charlie, well, when I think this occurred over the weekend, I said, I have to talk about this. I think it happened on Friday. I said, I'm going to talk about this. We're doing sports talk. Mike, you probably know this because you know history. Billy Houghton.
Yeah.
H-O-W-T-O-N. H-O-W-T-O-N. Billy Houghton, the former Green Bay Packers star. Well, he was the first NFL Players Association president, you know, of the union. He died at 95 years of age, I think on Friday. Now, he was the most productive wide receiver of pre-Super Bowl era, who was a founder and the first president of the NFLPA, NFL Player Association, and like he was 95 years of age. Mike, he was born in Littlefield, Texas in 1930. He was believed to have been the oldest living NFL player. You know, it's like the NFL players, they get, you know, how, you know.
Man, to roll to 95, that's a good run.
Yes. So, Houghton scored the Packers' first receiving touchdown at Lambeau Field in 1957. He was a second-round selection by the Packers in 1952. And this caught my attention. Became the first NFL rookie when everybody's running, right? He became the first NFL rookie with 1,000 yards receiving season after had 1,231 yards. He already played 14
games. Back then?
Yes.
What?
Mike, that's like a 2,000-yard season today.
Exactly.
So Billy Houghton from Littlefield, Texas, believed to have been the oldest living NFL player, passed away on Friday at 95 years of age.
This kind of gets lost in the shuffle with all the pro football talk, college football talk. But Jay Johnson, again, hitting big, going to the high school ranks and get a commitment. And this happened Saturday with right-hand pitcher Braden Weisner from Hargrave High School in Huffman, Texas. The 6'3", 195-pound right-hander. A lot of people thought he was headed to Arkansas. And then Texas got involved. And Texas A&M got involved. But Jay Johnson was able to land him. And he's a guy that's not only pitched, he's played in the outfield. He's played third base, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. a 1.62 ERA. He pitched 52 innings last year, 91 strikeouts in 52 innings.
So that ball's moving.
That ball is moving and real fast. Now, he also had 33 walks, so you can see where he's going to need some work with his control. But, man, another big pickup for Jay Johnson, trying to strengthen again a loaded pitching class for the LSU Tigers. And he's 1-2. Bob, I don't think it stops there.
Okay, if you're an LSU fan, the realistic thing, because football and baseball is a priority.
Yes, it is.
And you could say Coach Mulkey and then gymnastics and all that. But I'm just looking at, like, football and baseball. If you're a realistic LSU fan, which we're not always realistic, why not LSU be in the playoffs every year? They're picking 12 teams. Well, the LSU fan base, we just won the national championship. But they still look at, we can be in the final eight, right, to get to Omaha. So it's almost right now, Mike, it's like
it's
the
disappointment if you don't get
there. Yeah, the measuring stick is like, are we in the postseason with a 12-team playoff, or are we going to Omaha with that 8-team playoff?
Well, you think about what he's got coming back. He's got a legitimate shot to win it again with all the talent they got coming back.
Who we wanted back-to-back maybe like 12, 15 years ago, was the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Yes.
What was that, 2011, Charlie? I don't know why I'm thinking that.
2009 and 2010, but I'll tell
you. Yeah, I think you're right, Charlie.
Like that. Yeah. Back that's impressive. Man. And talk about that.
And to do it in today's world NIL and all this other stuff, that's even a big accomplishment if you can win it back-to-back.
And that's why South Carolina Gamecock baseball is so demanding on who?
Paul Maneri.
Paul Maneri is like, what? Come on, we can't come out one before last. Yeah. We can't just be ahead of Missouri. So that's why I do have pressure, because they recall that fan base winning back-to-back.